Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the delightful book, I Think My Brother is a Werewolf by J.B. Montier, the classic werewolf story is told in a fun way from a children's perspective. Brotherly love is taken through an awesome adventure when three friends see one of their brothers going through some horrifying, crazy changes. When his brother Jaden starts to change into a teenager, Jory mistakes it for changing into something even more horrifying. JB was born in Huntington, Utah, a single father of four amazing children who mean the world to him. He enjoys writing, illustrating, and of course telling funny, intriguing, and sometimes scary stories. He enjoys spending time singing karaoke, fossil hunting, and riding his motorcycle, also traveling his RV around to U.S. national parks. And also the author of other books, Frankie Frankenstein, Camp Werewolf, and Dragon's Prize. And J.B. Montier, author of I Think My Brother is a Werewolf, is our guest on This Week in America. J.B., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. That's a cool introduction there.
Well, you've got a lot going for you with what you've done in telling these stories, and you have a crazy, scary sense of humor and storytelling, which comes out in all of the books. How long have you been writing children's books? I mentioned all of them, but it's probably been a while. How long have you been writing?
Since my kids were little, and I mean, I always made up stories from kids, you know, my mom and dad would tell me about, but my mom, I'd start out drawing a picture, and then my mom would make stories for her kids, and her grandkids, and I started when my kids were little, just telling them stories, and they loved them so much, so I just wrote them down, you know, so it's been forever.
How did you get to the point from thinking of these stories, telling these stories? It's one thing to be, to do a narrative, to tell the stories, to actually write the book. What was the first book, and how much fun was that to write the book and actually see it being printed and kids reading and enjoying it?
Well, there's two of the Camp Werewolf was a story I told my kids around the campfire. Just, it's a short bedtime story, but I'd love to make it longer, but you know, writing the picture, like, hard time digging on this one. But my kid's second mom kind of liked that story and helped me believe in myself to do that, you know? So you and the other book that I, from drawings and stuff, and then just by telling the kids stories, and they just kind of come right to you.
As we go through the conversation, I'll talk about the drawing side of you. You're a talented illustrator as well, and you've done that with some of the books. Our guest on the program is J.B. Montier. That's Montier. Book is available the usual places, Amazon, AuthorReputationPress.com. The book we're talking about specifically is I Think My Brother's a Werewolf, but there are several others that your child will delight in reading, and you'll enjoy reading along with your child as well. You'll get a good kick out of these stories. Are you writing more books?
Yeah. Since I started traveling, I've been, you know, seeing the more scenery, it brings out more stories, you know, characters. And the more I write, the longer I write. So it's more for the novels and stuff like that, you know. But I got so many children's books that in my laptop that I wrote for my kids, you know, and them are the ones that mean the most to me.
Well, they have to be special. Yes, because they came out of a special place, the love, the bond, the friendship that you had with your children. You mentioned the children's books. Are you also writing adult books, did you say?
Yeah, I've been, it's been, like I said, notes for years because I wasn't going to do anything again for a while, you know, and then I decided, you know, these characters don't live unless they're being read, and I need them to be enjoyed, you know, get them out there. More adult books, yeah, the longer I write, the more I write.
Yes. J.B. Montier is our guest on the program, talking about the children's book specifically, I Think My Brother is a Werewolf. Talk about where this story came from when you developed this story that you were telling the kids. I Think My Brother is a Werewolf. You've got Camp Werewolf, so there's this werewolf background in a lot of the stories. And I guess as you're telling, you know, campfire stories, you can't go wrong with a good werewolf story, can you?
Well, And that they think my brother's a werewolf. So my oldest boy was, he was the one that was actually scared of werewolves. And so I had to, I just was thinking of something. And then my kids were going through puberty, and it kind of leads them into it, and then leaves it open where either parents can continue talking to their kids about it, or it also leaves it where sometimes when you're thinking that somebody understands what you're saying,
yes,
they're thinking the totally opposite thing. And that's why at the ending, the kid, dad thinks he's totally got this, and then the kids think it's something totally different, So it just leaves because their imaginations are just fun. And it was made at a time when you couldn't run. I mean, you had to run to the library to get information. You couldn't just
Google it.
You used to take kids to the library all the time. It was fun.
J.B. Montier, our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, that's M-O-U-N-T-E-E-R. We'll have all this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you're writing these particular stories, what message, and do you have a message there? When you started telling these around the campfire, was there a message as you took these and translated these into books? What message do you want the kids to think about? It's not an educational book, it's an entertaining book, but there's an underlying theme, a message in the books.
Yeah, well, Camp Werewolf was not judging someone before they know them, it's a big twist on the end again that you think you're knowing somebody in the book, and then it turns around you didn't know who they were.
Yes.
And the Dragon's Prize was the same thing, but that's for big, bold artwork, because little kids, they're just, it's a writing picture book for just kids, and they love them colors and big bold. And I think my brother's a werewolf was said it's a funny just introduction to puberty and just a fun way, and it was from my kids' life. And Frankie Frankenstein is actually teaches math without the kids knowing patterns and probability and stuff like that.
It's interesting because as you read the description of Frankie Frankenstein, you've got a lot there. It really is packed with some good information for the kids in a way where it's very entertaining and they'll read the story. So you're slipping in a little lesson there, aren't you, that they're not aware of? It's not like a class time. It's like a time for recreation, and they get something out of it. All of these books available at, of course, Amazon. I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com for I Think My Brother is a Werewolf. What inspired you to become a writer? Was there something growing up that you read books and thought, I'd like to do this? How did this all come about?
Oh, yeah. You're reading books when you're a kid, you see more than in a movie, in your mind, the imagination.
Yes.
My mom, like I said, she made books for her grandkids, and she got me and started taking me to writing seminars with her and stuff. And that helped. And then they said going to having the kids telling them stories, and then just having the right people believe in you at the right time,
Well, that's so important. And it's interesting with the kids, you sort of got your own little focus group, don't you? You can tell them the stories that you're thinking about in your mind, and you can see from their reaction whether this story is okay or I need to rework it. It's nice to have people there, your kids that you're entertaining, and you can also sense how they're feeling about the story as well. You mentioned that you've got like a computer full of stories. When do you think you'll come out with some more?
Hopefully soon. I want to get them out as soon as possible, but the world's changing, and so I need to get them out there the best way I can just to be enjoyed. But yeah, I want to get them.
Well, and
they're meant to be read.
Well, yeah, and they're going to benefit your family, and you can get all the information. Frankie Frankenstein, Camp Werewolf, Dragon's Prize, as well as I Think My Brother is a Werewolf. Let's talk about the being an illustrator, and you've done some of the books yourself. You've had others work with you on some of the books. Talk about that talent of illustrating, in particular, illustrating a book, because that enhances your storyline and does such a beautiful job from a picture standpoint to capture the child's attention. Talk about how important the illustrations are.
Well, I think my brother's a werewolf, a really good artist out of Price, Utah. Dina Floyd, she was the one that did the original cover and the illustrations at the beginning of each chapter, and they're all different. She's got a really unique style, you know. And that was actually like real kids, you know, in the pictures, so it shows about the same age, you know, and you can see their actual response. And then like Dragon's Prize, it's just, that's what gets attention, is in big, bold paintings, and you make the stories around them. And it just, like I said, it brings something to the story.
What has been the reaction of your kids? And this has been over a period of time, so your children are probably grown since you started writing this a few years ago. What was their reaction? You all of a sudden, these stories, and Dad's got this book, and the book has the stories in that he's telling us, and his name's on the front of it. What's this been like for you and the family in writing these books?
They used to love it. I mean, they used to think the characters were real. Like, I remember teasing them one day, hey, the hospital called, Drake's in the hospital. And they were, what's wrong with him, Dad? You know? but they haven't said anything for a while. But one of my greatest awards would be one of my grandkids having my book as their favorite bedtime story.
Now, that would be good. And there are people children that are being read these stories at night before they go to bed. The books are available at Amazon. I think My Brother is a Werewolf. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com as well. J.B. Monteer, that's Monteer. Book available, again, at all the places. You can find one by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A time on the road, explain what your life is like now, because you're out there, you've got, I mentioned you go to national parks in an RV. From a creative standpoint, this has to be time for you. You've got time to think, you're observing people, you're out there. Yeah. It has to be fertile ground for a writer.
Oh yeah, the different landscapes and stuff bring out all kinds of stories and people. Yeah, there's some good characters out there. Some good people too. And I wish I could retain the memory of everything that I see, you know. But
yeah, do you keep it like a diary? Do you write down thoughts as you're going to go back and or maybe directly put them into your computer so you've got material there for the next book?
Yeah, I do. And I don't have a good memory, like I said, so I use Facebook a lot as just my memory.
Interesting.
And things like that. But yeah, I definitely write down everywhere I go something all the time.
How exciting has this been for you to get the books published and out there and now be promoting these books? How much fun is this that these stories that started around the campfire with you and the kids now are stories being told by hundreds of families all across the country?
That's hard to wrap my mind about. I mean, that's cool. Just when I got a message from somebody that, you know, that this was their favorite, their kid's favorite bedtime story, that was just amazing. I just, wow, you know, just that's it, you know, that somebody, I can make somebody else smile.
That, yeah. Well, it's a gift, and it's interesting. We got a few minutes left here just to talk about the writing process. When you get an idea, for example, I think my brother is a werewolf, or you've got this story in mind, how long does it take you to put that in book form? Because you can't, as you mentioned, you can't be too long. You have to have the right words. You have to have the right pictures. You have to be able to retain the child's attention. You know that as being a father. Yeah. How long a process is it from you get the idea until you get it where you're ready to publish a book?
Well, like the ones that, like Mosquito Venom is one I want to come out with. The kids just told me, okay, make up a story. And I'm like, I don't have anything. So I just started talking and there it was. So then I have to hurry and write them down before I forget.
Well, yeah.
You know, and then, I mean, that's it. And then, as you write down the draft, you know, you develop it more and more. But yeah, that's most of them just are instant type things. You have to hurry and write it down.
Who are some of the writers that influenced you that you may even read today that you really like their writing style? Any that come to mind that have been a great influence on your writing?
Well, Orson Scott Card's always been a good one. I like his work.
Yes.
And I remember as a kid, just like we were talking about how in children's books, they're harder to write because, like you said, you have to put all this information in just a few words. And one of my favorite books was, I don't know who the author was, but it was Sammy the Seal, my mom gave me. And it was just simple writing, but it was great for a child. And then, so you go from writing that to these long novels with more graphic adult stuff in them.
It's like opposite end of the writing scale, isn't it? To do the children's book, somebody would think, oh, you mentioned it's a simple book. Well, it's really not a simple book to write, is it? I would think it'd be very difficult because you want to use words, but you can't use too many words.
Yeah, spend words like money on children's books.
Yeah, yeah. How's the editing of that? When you go back and you go over a draft and you make changes, how difficult is that to go back and get it where the words are just right? They're descriptive and you've got just enough of them.
That's the hard part, because when I go back, especially on these adult books, I want to write more and more. Get out more detail in there, you know. Adults, sometimes we have to take a while to get our imaginations going. You know, kids, they're gone. Give them a detail. They're looking at 1,000 pictures in their brain, you know, so, yeah.
Well, you just give them the title. I think my brother's a werewolf, and the kids will go off with their own little stories that they'll be playing through in their mind. It's just, it's so well done. This book, as well as the others by JB, our guest on the program, and a couple minutes left. Let's talk about, as you travel, is it difficult to write as you travel, or do you find you've got more time to maybe write these things?
Well, yeah, definitely have the time. The places you go, like, I want to put myself in the settings of these adult books, you know, if you can describe everything, the smells, the sounds, everything. And it really just influences in so many ways. And it's a beautiful country, you know.
And you get to see it. I envy that, being on the road and you get tired of this and you want to see something else. You just hop in the RV and take off and go there and experience that. When do you think we'll see an adult novel from you?
I don't know. If I find a nice cold spot, turn on the AC, then I'll finish it soon.
Well, I hope that you do that. I don't know where in the United States you find a nice cool spot. It seems to be that time of year where it's hot and really humid all over the country. But it's you do such a nice job with the children's books. Anxious to read the adult books when those are available, and hopefully we can talk about those. The book is the one I'm talking about, but it's a whole bunch of them. I'm going to go through the whole title here, but the one specifically today is I Think My Brother Is a Werewolf. By J.B. Monteer, that's Monteer, and the book is available at Amazon.com, AuthorReputationPress.com. The other books are Frankie Frankenstein, Camp Werewolf, and Dragon's Prize. J.B., it's a pleasure having you on the program. Stay safe out there, enjoy your travels, be productive, and then we can come back and talk about the new book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Fun having you here. Keep up the good work. J.B. Monteer. That's Monteer. Book available at AuthorReputationPress.com. I Think My Brother Is a Werewolf. One of several for the children. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.